Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and the producer,
Canadian
one of the
show.
Producers.
North American
of the
radio
Lizzie
show.
T radio show, and I'm so happy to be here today. It is a beautiful, beautiful Friday. It is Friday. I need to have my intro. I don't know where I put words. It's a song that it says it's Friday, and I'm so happy, excited to have another guest with me, another amazing lady, and this has been referred to me by a great, great publicist and PR and author and publisher, and every time I get any guest from her, I have to have guests on because they're always amazing. And today is not the exception. So let me do a little bit of a housekeeping just to make sure that we are and on track. I just want to make sure that all of you that are listening to us right now, we are live. It's Friday, as I mentioned, beautiful June the 2nd. If you would like to call us in for any comments or anything at all, the number is 425-292-4444. And you can call us in and you can ask questions. This show is live, so we want to make sure we screen the calls first, and your questions, your comments are always, always welcome. We're being listened right now all over the world, over 48 countries worldwide. So this is phenomenal. And I'm so happy that all of you from all different parts of the world and Europe and South America and Central America are all connected. This is recorded. So if you miss anything else, you can always, we can always click on the play button and listen. We have a lot of sponsors and some music to play after the interview. So we're really, really excited. We want to get started because we don't want to run out of time. So welcome, welcome, Shaista, to the show. How are you doing this beautiful evening, afternoon in Toronto, Canada?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, sweetheart. So let's get started and let's talk a little bit about your background. So let's find out your background, how you got into the what you're doing right now, and that is on the business level. On the personal level, are you married? Do you have kids? Are you single? So let's get started there.
Okay, so I am married. I have two beautiful kids. They are four-year-old twins, a boy and a girl. And I have been married for about 7 years. And I'm a nurse. That is my full-time job. I'm an emergency room nurse. I've been nursing for about 12 years, and I love everything about it.
Wow. Okay, so you have your hands pretty tight.
Absolutely.
So you decided to get into writing, right?
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about how would you always a writer? That was something installed in you, or something that created the opportunity of you to come up with a book? Question number one. And question number two, why the book that you wrote? Why was it important to you? What is the message that you want to bring across to the world about your book?
So question number one, I always loved writing since I was a child. I used to love writing stories, and I used to always think of different stories, but I never really got into it. Nursing just became my passion. That's where I went. And this story that I actually wrote, I used to read it. I used to just read it to my daughter at nighttime when she was about two. I just tell her the story over and over again. And one day my husband kind of just said, you know, that's a really good story. You should write it down. And I thought, no, nobody's going to read it. Nobody's going to want to hear the story. And I decided just to do it, and I wrote it down, and I kind of hid it away and I didn't want to do anything about it. And then on International Women's Day, my daughter told me that she was told by a friend that her job when she gets older is to be a princess. And that's what she should be doing. And she needs to marry a prince. And I thought, no, that's not what I taught you. And my daughter, she knows, like, you know, we don't want to be a princess when we grow up. We want to be something, someone that has a job, someone that went to school, someone that's got hobbies. And she knows mm-hmm. that. But for her to tell me that her friends told her she can only be a princess, that's when I decided that, you know what, this book, I really want to publish it. I want to get it out there. I want to get it into hands of young girls and kind of just change the narrative somehow. For me, this was important because I, like I said in my Kickstarter, which I'll tell you about later, is that young girls are being called princesses and they're being told, oh, Prince Charming is who's going to rescue you. And Prince Charming is going to be the person that makes you happy. And that's not true. That girl is going to make herself happy. And that's one of the big reasons why I wrote this book. I want young girls to rely on themselves to make them happy. Find what makes them happy. That's right. Mm-hmm. So that was a big thing as to why I wrote this book, why I wanted it out there. Is I don't, when people come to my house and they call my daughter, you know, a princess, or they ask her all these different things, and then I compare it to my son, who, you know, they ask my son about what he likes doing, and they ask my son about what puzzles he's into and who his favorite characters are, but they ask my daughter about, oh, look at your dress, oh, where'd you get that dress, and where'd you get your nails done, oh my God, you're so cute, and I didn't understand why it couldn't be the same, why were these two not equal in what people were even speaking from about, something as simple as that, so that was a big thing.
Wow. I really admire, Shais, that you're persistent and the assuredness and the assertiveness of you trying to get your little girl a completely independent person, not just because she is a woman. She should subscribe to all of the categories that are out there in the world that are, you know, a girl should be. And we should never use those words. Should
Absolutely.
Be this way. Should be a girly girl. Should be a princess. Should be. That is obviously if that's what they really want. But I am sure 90% of the time, all of us women and entrepreneurs and business people and hardworking mothers and nurses like yourself, my goodness, we want obviously to have our independence, and we want to be able to be recognized not just because we're a girl, but because we're a person that works hard. And those stereotypes that are out there in the world, I hate to say they're negative, but in some sense they do create that negativity that you're not good enough for some ladies, especially if they don't have the strong background that your girl, she's very, very blessed that your girl has in your home, obviously, because you are installing on her, you can be a lot more than a princess if you want to.
Absolutely.
And you can marry.
And I'm not, Lizzie, I'm not saying there's something wrong with people that want
Absolutely.
To be a princess. You know, I'm not saying, and I want to make this clear, that I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with wanting to be a princess or dressing like a princess or, and I have so much respect for those women who, you know, work at home or stay at home. And I'm not saying anything negative about them in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying that I would like to give girls an opportunity to decide
Obviously.
What they want to do. It shouldn't just be thrown at them and said, you're a girl, so you need to do this. It needs to be, you're a person, you decide what you want to do.
Obviously, obviously. I love it. I love it. I love it, everyone. You're listening, everyone, to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today. It's a beautiful June 2nd, Friday. It's Friday. And we have with us an amazing lady, which has really taken me by surprise because, wow, what a subject. Talk about power, empowering women, empowering a person, not just, I mean, she has a boy, to be who they really need to be. And that is the key message here. I really don't want to forget, Shaista, to mention, and that is the theme of the show, tell us who you are, what you do, which, wow, your job, other than being a nurse, which is an amazing, incredible job in emergency, wow, I cannot figure that one out, and I cannot even comprehend what you go through. Plus, you're an amazing author with a very important message for us as well. So where can people get your book?
So right now I have a Kickstarter going on. They can search More Than a Princess, and basically what they can do on that Kickstarter is they can support me to get this book into every young boy and girl's hands. If you go onto Kickstarter.com, they can look up More Than a Princess. It should be there. They can basically pre-order their book from that site. They can also go to Facebook and like my page at More Than a Princess, and there will be a link on the Facebook page to get onto Kickstarter to pre-order the book as well. And once the book has been shipped, I will be having a website, morethanaprincess.com, where they can order their books and T-shirts as well, so that their young girls and young boys could wear this powerful message.
Phenomenal. And I will have everyone the links for that website. I think I've already shared, thanks to Jessica Alex. She's doing a collaboration just for people to be able to chip in and to help out. And I think it's definitely a worthwhile cause, and for you to be able to help, obviously, for you to be able to help her to be able to get this book everywhere. Now, one of the questions I'm curious about this, I mean, you are married, your husband is very supportive, I can tell, because you're doing this. What did he think about the whole idea, the whole work that you're doing, you know, to have this message across the world? What is he thought? And
my
friends too, family members, are they criticizing you? Are they telling you, you know, what are you doing? I can figure it out from your culture, your background, you know, that could be some oppositions in that sense as well. How is the reception on this?
So my husband is absolutely supportive. He's the one that's been pushing me this whole time, you know, get this book out there, it's really important. And he's very good in showing my daughter not just what a girl should do for herself, but what a girl should expect from a man. So he's that type of man that is very hands-on. You know, he works just as hard as I do. He's a paramedic, and yet he's in the house. He'll help with the, you know, with the cooking, with the cleaning. He's not a babysitter. He's not someone that I can give my kids to for a little bit. He is a co-parent, and that is one thing that I want my kids to learn, that, you know, it's an equal partnership, and that's the way they should be, and that's the way they should grow up, and that's what they should look for in their relationships, in their marriage from now on. But as for my family, that's another reason that I see that in my culture, where the women are asked to be in the kitchen and the men are served first, and then the women have to eat afterwards, or the men sit at the table and drink while the women are cooking and cleaning. And that does not fly with me at all. It, you know, my son gets up and does just as many chores as my daughter does. He's got certain responsibilities at home that include setting the table, you know, cleaning up after himself, after his sister. There's no, she's a girl and you're a boy, so you don't have to do it. So at first, I know a lot of people were kind of, no, that's how it should be, the culture. The girls do it, let the boys just relax. But I think after a while, seeing that this is the way that I'm going to do it, and this is the way that it should be done, a lot more of my family has kind of come around, and 90% of them are completely supportive, and they love this, and they you know, they've backed me, they've supported me through this Kickstarter, which I am so grateful for.
Good for you. Good for you. You deserve it.
In that sense.
You
Thank
deserve
you.
It. I have to give you my because it takes a lot of guts, and it takes a lot of commitment, and for you to go over above and beyond what your family and friends think, you know that you could get some enemies on the way, but you are, struggling and overcoming that and overseeing that, and you're focusing on the end result, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I need to cut for one word of my sponsor, and I'll be right back, everyone, with Shaista.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are.
And I'm back, everyone. I'm back. Thank you so much. And we're here live today with Shaista. She is one of my favorite persons right now in the world, because she is definitely has put a stamp in the world, one of many. And I think that's how it goes. I mean, people create new opportunities, new fads, and new ways of thinking. And I know that there's a lot of other people like yourself. But again, you're taking the ownership and saying, I am doing this. I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it for my daughter. I'm doing it for my son, and I'm doing it for all of the other world's girls that are in the world that unfortunately don't have what you are doing right now, don't have that experience. And having that book and be able to see for themselves that you could be anything you want to be. One of my favorite movies, I don't know if you've seen this, one of those ladies that helped, this is back going back in the 50s, the ladies that helped with creating taking people to the moon. This was just a little while ago, and it takes a strong woman with a very strong personality. So what do you expect from this book, Shaista? What do you expect? What are your goals, or what do you foresee this book doing? I know that you could get a lot of publicity in TV, and obviously here you are in the radio. But what do you foresee yourself doing? Workshops or training? Or perhaps doing, some get together with little girls and I don't know, doing something for them to have their mind open and expand.
So my number one goal for this book is just to make a character, a role model that little girls can look up to. Because if you think about it, we don't have a lot of characters that little girls can look up to in books and movies. I mean, we have Wonder Woman.
It's true.
Is amazing.
We don't.
You know, but every other character that we see in these books and these TV shows, there's always a boy there that's the main character that does most of the things, and the girl kind of just follows along. But I want that character. I want a role model that my daughter can strive to be like, and that is my number one goal for this book. And then the future, I have a few books that are actually in the making. And I want, this book talks about not only about following your dreams and, you know, visiting all these different places and getting to know all these different cultures, but the next couple books, I want to concentrate on male-dominated professions, and I want to introduce these professions to young girls, things that normally young girls are not really included into. For example, a lot of our judges, a lot of our pilots, they're mostly men. And, you know,
it's
we get the attendants, and we get the lawyers that are women, but, you know, a lot of women aren't being told about these male-dominated professions, so that would be a big thing, just to get the next book out there that shows that. I would love, you know, any extra publicity to get these young girls to know about this book, to introduce these young girls to Princess Maya. And I would like to tell you that in the next couple of books that I'm doing, Princess Maya is not a princess. She is going to be just a normal young girl, just like my daughter. And I'm hoping that will help get young girls to relate to her a little bit better. Go ahead.
I think that's a great idea, Shaisa. It's so great idea. Every time you say about role model, I think what TV and what the media is doing and what toys are doing. Unfortunately, I think of some of the girl toys, those skinny tall dolls that
Absolutely.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about, but we don't want to mention here in the radio. However, I want to see the picture of that Maya, of that girl that you have on your book drive. I think that is more realistic, and we need that. There was another person that I interviewed a while ago who's doing a doll that is very more like a real person with mm-hmm. body shapes and all that, and I think we need that more than ever nowadays.
Well, it's not even just about when we talk about the look thing. I'm also going after the diversity in books. If you look at children's books, less than 5% of children's books have a non-Caucasian main character.
Mm-hmm.
And Princess Maya is an Indian girl, and she's going to continue to be an Indian girl. And in other books, she will be talking about her culture and how it relates to her and how it affects her girl. And I'm really very excited about this.
That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. That deserves another applause. My goodness, this girl is on fire. She's on the go, and I can see a lot of work, a lot of great things coming out of you, and we wish you the greatest success. I can't believe just time is just flying by here. We only have a couple of minutes. If you would like to call us in, everyone, the number, it is 347-398-1110 for a guest to call in. Again, we have a couple of minutes. If you have missed this, or if you were just logged in and figured out, who does Lizzie have today? Well, it's Shaisa. She is an author, not just an author, but she has a huge, very imperative, very important message for us ladies and men and people that are definitely looking for a change. When it comes down to what the world has put that tag into our little girls, and we want to change that. We want to be able to, recognize everybody for who they really are, not just for what media says that they should be. So, amazing message. And if
Thank
you would like
so
to
much,
contribute, my pleasure. If you would like to contribute, I have the links, everyone, on my social media, Facebook /Lizzie T Radio. There is a link for this radio show and also for you to contribute. Let's put this book in every single school in the world. Yes, let's help her out. I want to thank you so much, Shaisa, for being with us today, sharing
your amazing
message and sharing what you have to give. This is a huge contribution to the world.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you, Lizzie.
Okay, bye-bye. And that was, for everyone, the amazing, amazing lady.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence. Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Meanwhile, I can't get you off my mind. I feel so hypnotized. My focus goes offline. I feel so confused. Am I wasting my time? So what the hell am I gonna do? Drives me wild. My body's aching for you. I'm so addicted to you.